FAO Agricultural Price Index. FAO reports second price increase in a row. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. The 8th of April 2026. Rome. The war in Iran is driving up global agricultural prices. Rising energy prices are having an increasing impact on global food markets. The latest FAO index shows a further increase across all commodity groups in March. International prices for agricultural commodities rose for the second time in a row in March 2026. This is according to the latest food price index from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO. The index averaged 128.5 points for the month, up 2.4% on the previous month and 1.0% on the previous year. According to the FAO, all commodity groups, including meat, cereals, dairy products, vegetable oils and sugar, recorded price increases. The increase in energy prices due to the escalation of the conflict in the Middle East is cited as a key influencing factor. At the same time, the index remains well below the peak of March 2022. In the meat segment, the corresponding sub-index rose to 127.7 points. This corresponds to an increase of 1.0% compared to February and a year-on-year rise of 8.0%. The increase was mainly driven by higher pork prices, according to the FAO. The background to this was rising prices in the European Union ahead of seasonally higher demand. Beef prices also rose. Brazil is cited as the driving factor, where a lower availability of cattle for slaughter limited the export supply. At the same time, demand on the global market remained stable. In Australia, on the other hand, high stock levels had a dampening effect on prices. In contrast, prices for other types of meat declined. Sheep meat became cheaper due to higher export volumes from New Zealand. However, stable demand stimuli in important sales markets and higher prices in Australia had a price-supporting effect. The FAO also points to trade barriers such as increased U.S. tariffs and logistical restrictions on access to markets in the Middle East. Prices for poultry meat also fell slightly. According to the FAO, this was due to extensive availability in Brazil coupled with stable import demand. Supply flows to the Middle East were increasingly diverted via the Red Sea.